Welcome to the Pixel Shadow! I'm Bald Nerd. Seriously, I am Bald Nerd. That's me. Hello. Whoa.
It's like Mangle Fox 70 is in my head.
She's always in my head. How weird.
Oh, she's behind me. Never mind. Forget I said anything. What have we here?
Bones!
Bones!
Ruru. What do you got? What do you got for me? What do you got for me? Ooh. Grass, dirt, sand, and more bones. And a couple of apples. That's helpful. What? Who else has been here? Ma. Hello, Ma. Hey, you had nothing? Oh, some wood. That's good. We're playing on TPS domes today. And this is one of the Pixel Shadow servers. Somebody was building something out of sand. Neat. Oh, we've got... What are you? A groundhog or a hedgehog? Hedgehog, I'll bet ya. Oh, some chicken. So this is TPS Domes, and what makes TPS Domes unique is it is a true-to-life Oh, no. Oh, no. Never mind. I'm not going to talk. I'm going to run. Run! TPS Domes is a true survival server. Like this server, you need to survive. I mean, you've got skunk things that attack like crazy. That looks like a fox. And what makes TPS Domes super unique among survival servers is this crazy wall. Hey, have you ever seen The Truman Show? Welcome to The Truman Show, my friends. You are the center, at the center of a dome, and basically everyone else is watching, but there is only one way out, and we don't know where it's going to go. Okay, so being that somebody has been in this dome before, but I look in my lower left corner, I see that nobody has claimed this area, so that's good. I can claim it for myself, but for now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to just set home in case I die. So set home, there we go. Now I've got a place, so if I'm well away from here, I can get back. Okay, let's see what's out here. What is out here? Sand biome. So basically the domes are exactly what you would expect. These are individual biomes. How cool is that? Okay. So some of you are thinking, what is this game that you're playing? It looks like Minecraft, but it's not Minecraft. It is Minetest. Find out more at minetest.tv. What is unique about Minetest? Well, it's a Minecraft ripoff. Sorry, no. Did I say that out loud? No. What Minetest is it's a free alternative to Minecraft, you bunch of cheapskates. Oh, did I say that out loud? No, you're not cheap. You're frugal. You are frugal. Who would pay $50 for a coffee when you can get one for free? Although, a $50 coffee would probably be really good. Really good. Oh, I could go for a $50 coffee right now. Okay. Who's online? Let's say hello. Who's here? Can I do, like, players? No. Come on. MangoFox70 is here. MangoFox70! Wonder what you've been up to. Maybe I should teleport to her. We have TPR on here. DKelly810! Oh. DKelly810. There he is. I kind of feel like I want to prank him. I've already set home. We're in the abyss right now. That does look like a nice biome, though. Wonder if D. Kelly would fall for this trick. Let's try it. T-P-H-R D. Kelly 810. Come see me. We're falling forever. Yes! Did it! And home. I'm safe. D. Kelly is falling forever. I feel so deliciously evil. Okay, let's see what we find at Fox 70. Oh, D. Kelly 810. Whoops. This is a survival server, and it's PvP. So So look out for the bald nerd.
Because I'm crazy.
Actually, that's just my nose acting up. Okay, TP. No, I need to find biomes. I'm going to get hungry pretty soon. I'm not going to find any food here. Let's see what I can find. Come on, can I run a little faster than this? He's not doing a thing. I've got no fast mode. Holy sand biomes. I need to find a couple things. I need to find a place where I can build a home. I need to craft a furnace, and I need to use that furnace to create things like coal, and I'll probably want to get some gold or iron and create iron ingot or gold ingot and create a locked chest so that I've got a safe place to put my stuff. Being that this is a PvP survival server, anybody can just run up to me and kill me and take my stuff if I don't find them in time. Being way out here, I might have trouble finding my bones. I am far from home, my children. I am not teleporting to MangoFox 70. How can I even think that I would trust her? What are you? F5. Dry shrub. Neat. I want it. Okay, is that a bad guy? Oh boy. I don't want to lose the stuff that I've got from bones and stuff. Okay. I need to find a place to build my home, and I need to find a biome that is rich with food. What are you? Oh. Spiders tend to bite. Ah! Oh boy. Run. More sand, come on! Unless you got some glass for me or something like that. I'm not building things out of sand here, folks. I'm not letting anyone teleport to me. What if they kill me and take all my stuff? I haven't built a chest yet. I don't have a safe haven. I don't have somewhere I can put my stuff. Nice try. And I certainly can't trust DKelly A10 anymore, now that I have tricked him. Aw, oh, poor MangoFox 70. Experiencing lag. We don't have any lag here. Must be her. Ooh, this looks pretty. I don't see any enemies. It's promising. Looking for a world to build on. Oh, is that a plant or a slime? There is a slime down there. I do not want to get too close. Okay, let's see what I can do. Probably start digging. Oh! It's getting dark. Oh no. I have done nothing productive whatsoever. This is a nice looking world. Wouldn't mind building here and checking. Oh. Wouldn't mind checking if there's a mine beneath it. But fact is, I need to find some trees. I need to find some trees that I can cut down and use for the wood. I need to find some apples for food. Not another sand biome. Come on! I'm not even going there. This works. Oh my goodness. Is this unwise? Ah, yes. DKelly A10 died here. I must have killed him when I threw him off the edge. They're fresh bones though, so I don't think I can get them. No. Ah, come on. Okay. So, where can I go? I think this way looks a little more promising. I see trees. I don't like how dark it is though. Is there any movement? Nothing. I don't see anything.
good. We've got trees, so I can use those for wood.
Nice. Oh. I have no tools. I need to craft some stuff. This is no good. I'm gonna get so killed here. Okay, I need a sword. I have no stone. Oh, I do have. Oh, I've got one cobblestone. Come on, bones. Okay, let's see what I can come up with. Oh. Got some planks. I should mention that the bald nerd is pretty well a novice here in Mind Test, but I'm going to do my best. Okay, I got some sticks. Great. So, with those sticks, let's see what I can build. Craft, I should say. Okay, so I'm going to need one of those. That pickaxe is going to help me to dig through cobblestone, because I'm going to need more cobblestone so I can make like a stone sword or something like that. Let's see. Wooden sword. So I can actually make a wooden sword right now. I've got sticks. I've got planks. Let's try that. There we go. Nice. So I think my safest bet is to start by... Okay, I need to get somewhere to... Now, this I like a little better than the first biome. What I'm going to do, though, I'm going to use my I button and then set a second home position. So now I can actually go home. This will take me to the first biome where I spawned. And I can hit I and then go home to go back to this biome. This biome I like because it has some wood. It's very dark, though. You know, these are breakable by hand. I should probably not wear out my pickaxe, but I do want more wood. Okay, so let's see where I can dig to here. Okay, so there's some... I'm going to get some stone. I'm going to craft a furnace so that I can get some light. Because this is very dark. Come on! See what I can do. Okay, let's take that stone. No! Come on! I was one short. Okay, here we go. Do I not have, oh yeah, okay. I thought I had the recipe, right? Okay, there we go. I've got a furnace. So let's dig a spot for that furnace here. Barely see. All right, there we go. Okay, I need some wood. Let's use... Oh, yeah. I should be able to make some coal from this. Let's see. Yes. There we go. Great. So now... Sweet! Got me some torches! Now I can see in the dark. What is this? I didn't dig down there, did I? What the? Okay. I hear movement. I don't like movement. Just need a safe place. Somewhere to call home. Two teleport requests. What would happen if I approved or denied? Would it do both of them? Huh. The bald nerd is in high demand, but I don't trust you. Okay. I need... No, I need to create a stone pickaxe. Okay. There we go. Now we can dig. Yeah.
I'll just bash it with some dirt.
Let's just say hi to everyone. Hi, everyone. See if they respond. See if they even know I'm here.
Do they notice me?
Looks like Mortimer is building outside of a biome. One of the domes. Neat. Okay. Sweet. Okay. Now I'm gonna grab that furnace. I'm moving in, folks. In my new home. Welcome. Oh. There we go.
Welcome to my cave.
Isn't it beautiful? I'll decorate later. Hey now. I don't want the bones. There we go. Okay. How much wood do I have? I've got planks. I want to get some more wood. Just raw wood that I can make some coal out of. Because I'm going to need a lot of torches down here. Tell you that much. Okay, first of all, let's set a new home. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to lose the one where I spawned. Set home. There we go. Okay, this is my new home, folks. Look at me. I'm in my home. In my home. Yeah. Ooh, I can spy on... How did I do that? There's no clipping the camera. Only a little bit. Cool. Okay. Need a way out! Nice! Okay, are D. Kelly's bones old yet? That'd be awesome. I want to see what he had. Fresh. Still fresh. Everybody's ganging up over there. But it sounds like they're playing nice, so I suppose I could trust them. Okay. So watch out for bad guys. I need to craft a chest that I can put all my stuff in. I certainly don't want to lose it. Okay. I'm going to need some wood. I'm going to need to find a biome where I can get some iron, something like that. What I love about TPS domes is this true survival. Like some survival servers, even TPS survival, like there's so many mods and so many different things that have been added, and this just feels like, you know, back to the basics, true, straight up mine test survival. Sweet. Okay. So I got enough to make lots of coal now, lots of sticks or whatever I need. I wonder if I should craft a door. I want a locked chest, though. That's the main thing that I want to get, because I want a safe place to put my stuff so I don't lose it if I die. Oh my gosh, what is that? Holy cow. I'm going to call him my guard. I'm going to go home so that he doesn't walk over to my entrance and forever trap me outside. Yikes. Okay, let's work down here for now. And we're going to block off my entrance just in case. Maybe just some dirt. I don't mind if a person comes in here, but I don't want a bad guy coming in. All right. What do we need to do? Some wood. Let's first of all make some more charcoal.
1, 2, 3, 4. Boom. Let's see what that comes up with. Oh, do I? Oh, yeah. Okay, that's right. I did that right. Okay, great. Nice. Sweet. Okay, so 4 wood at the top gave me 4 coal. And it only used 1 wood to burn. Oh, I need to stop it burning. My gosh. Don't be an idiot, Robbie. Okay, let's add some more up at the top. And a couple more at the bottom here. Because I'm going to need wood for other stuff, too. But I do need some coal. And there we go. Perfect. Okay, let's get that out of there. Oh, I guess I can pick it all up at once. There we go. 9 coal. Perfect. All right. So we're going to make some more torches because I've only got 1 left. Let's just throw, I don't know, all of those in there. That's all I really need is torches right now. There we go. How many is that going to give me? Sweet, 36 torches. 37, so I've got 37 now total. Okay, what else can I do here? All right, I think we're going to just dig and dig. I need to find some more food, though. I've got 8 apples on me from someone's bones, but that's not going to last me too long if I get stuck in the wilderness. I should probably protect the area, too. Well, I don't really have anything here yet. That's going to be a problem. But I'll craft a chest. Let's do that now. I'm going to put it right next to my... let's throw one over here. Okay. Do I have enough wood? I got some planks. Cool. Perfect. So my next goal is going to be... We need to create some locked chests. But for now, let's get rid of some of this useless stuff that I don't need. But I'll keep it. Because I might need it down the road or want it for decorations or something. Okay. There's some food, some seeds. Let's keep that wood on me. We'll use bones for decorations. Oh, I'm going to need those sticks. What am I doing? Okay. Perfect. So now if I die, I'm not going to lose everything that I own. Dark down here. There we go. Oh, come on now. Da, da, da. Nobody's chasing after me. Sweet. I'm safe from you. Who we got online? DKelly810. He's probably mad at me. MegaFox70. Speaking of D. Kelly, we should check on his bones. How long are bones fresh for? More timers over there. Okay. I'm going to go check on it. I hear some movement, so I must be close to the surface and hearing some kind of a mob. Okay. Let's go check on that. Fresh bones. They're still fresh. My goodness, man, you stay fresh for a long time. And there's my friendly guard. You know what? He may keep people from coming into my house because they're not going to want to enter this place and they can't see my entrance from there. Sweet. Oh, but I just announced it on YouTube. Stupid! Stupid bald nerd! Come on now. I'm not really daft. I have high self-esteem. I can call myself stupid, and I know I don't mean it.
I like the texture pack here, too. This is the TPS Realism texture pack. It was originally developed for the TPS Realism, and it's based on a couple of Minecraft mods, or texture packs, I should say, and converted over to Minetest. But I do like it a lot. But this was for the Realism server, which never actually launched to the public. But now the texture pack that was developed for that server is being used on several of the TPS beta servers, including TPS domes. Okay, we haven't fun yet. Come on. What I'm looking for, I kind of want to see if there's anything below me. If we can find any kind of cave system or anything. And we're, you know, I'm going full out survival here. You notice I'm not using the mini map. I want to explore. I want to find things just like this is real life. What do you mean it's not real life, bald nerd? Sorry. Didn't mean to burst your bubble. Boy, oh boy, you just go through them, don't you? I'm getting a lot of cobblestone, so this is good. I mean, I'm going to need it. A lot of stuff you can do with cobblestone. Like build a wall. I promised you I wouldn't get political. I'm so kidding. I'm on the edge of mine test. So this is an unbreakable... Oh, come on now. This is an unbreakable whatever you call it, material. So I can't do anything with that. So I'm actually on the edge of my dome, which is probably a good thing because now I know where the edge is and I can use this for if I want to do area protection, which is cool. But I want to get down further, so I'm going to have to move into the inner part of the dome a little bit. Because I can tell that this is a corner piece. Yeah. Right? So I'm actually going to want to go in that direction. Hopefully we find something semi-exciting here. Or usable. Oh, I was using my wood pickaxe. Whoops. I was like, how did it break so quickly? Just don't make them like they used to. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We might have a cave system. What do we got here? This is stone with algae. I mean, this has to grow. So that, oh yeah. Okay, I don't want to fall down there. I can break it with torches. How come I got so much stuff up on my screen? What's going on here? I'm so confused. Oh no, I dropped my torch. Ooh. What have we here? Glowing fungal. Sounds kind of like a disease. Hope I can't catch it. Okay. So how do we want to do this? Nice. I'm really surprised that I'm... Oh, is this the opening? I was going to say, I'm really surprised that I'm not seeing an opening here. Like, this is... Okay. It's a small cave, if you will. We'll use that later. Okay. Well, this got me down a little deeper. Sweet. Okay. And we'll use this area for sure. Okay, so I've got my kind of home base selected. I've got a bit of a mind system started, which is going to give me a good starting point anyways for building. I need to get it protected, though. I don't want anyone coming in and wrecking it on me.
Dick Kelly,
yeah,
I'm doing my show. What are you talking about? Aren't you watching?
I'm gonna get your bones. Excuse me. He says, okay.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. Have fun with that.
So accommodating. This is some good TV right here.
Look at him digging cobblestone.
Ah. Next up. I just want to see what's down here. I dream of finding a cave. Or something more than just a bunch of algae. It's kind of boring. If I wanted to see algae, I could just take off my socks. I'm on the edge again, it looks like. Yeah. Okay. This seems flat. I must be, like, literally at the bottom. Do you hear footsteps? Do this like kind of a zigzag pattern, see if we can get in there a little bit quicker. I'm definitely hearing something.
I below him? I don't see any, like, mob health or anything on my screen. Okay. Oh. I'm getting really tired of not finding anything. What's up here? Nothing. More cobblestone. Come on. Do I accept more timer's request? Hey, more timer. How are you? I do for you?
I'm building the cave.
Whoa, what is that? Until I dug it without checking. Look at that. Oh god, there's more. Ooh, yeah. Hey, more timer. Wanna help? I give you a pickaxe. Do you have a pickaxe? I want to find, really quickly here. I need to find, D. Kelly A10's bones here. I don't want to bring D. Kelly A10 here and not get to see what he had in his bones. Because he's like a mega player. Is that fair? Yeah, this is PvP. It's your fault for falling for my tricks. Yeah, what do we got? Is it? Dude, seriously? Come on now. You're disappointing me in detail, A10. Nothing. Just bones. Just bones. Just bones. Oh, there's an elephant. I'm gonna take a really quick break. I'm gonna be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Now here's another great way you can support the shows you love from the Category5.tv network by shopping at GearBest.
That's right, Jeff. Cat5.tv/GearBest. It's an online store for the geek streak in you.
Or the loved ones.
Well, of course. I mean, especially your loved ones, right? Because Cat5.tv/GearBest, quite frankly, has all of the greatest tech gifts that you could ever hope for at rock-bottom prices.
Do they have cell phones?
You betcha. Cat5.tv/gearbest has a wide assortment of unlocked Android cell phones and tablets.
What about consumer electronics? Those make a great gift.
Absolutely. From high-tech watches to action cameras, headphones, even virtual reality headsets. Cat5.tv/gearbest has you covered. They literally have it all, Jeff. Literally.
Really?
It's like a superstore right from the comfort of your own chair at your computer through the interweb.
Yeah, there's no way they have it all.
It's true.
It's just a bunch of random electronics.
Test me.
What about clothes?
Yep. Both men and women, fashionable apparel at rock bottom, super duper prices.
Kind of like this?
Well, look at this coat. What do you think? It's a slimming mock leather jacket.
I love it.
It's available for less than $30 plus free shipping at cat5.tv/gearbest.
All right. You kind of got me there.
Wow. Any other questions for me, Jeff?
Now that the winter has passed, flying season, do they have any good deals on, say, drone copters?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check this out. Dude, they have everything. Check out over 500 various drones. And not only that, they're available marked down by about 30 to up to 63% off the regular price.
Love it. What's the website again?
Well, you're going to find GearBest on our partners' pages for any of your favorite Category 5 TV shows like New Every Day, Category 5 Technology TV, The Pixel Shadow. But of course, if you want to shop absolutely right now and you want to go straight to the site, all you have to do is visit cat5.tv/gearbest.
See, that's easy. cat5.tv/gearbest.
That's right. Happy shopping.
And I'm back, and I am part Mortimer and part bald nerd. Which one will it be? Whoa. It's like we're one and the same. I actually am thrilled that nobody pushed me off this edge while we were on commercial break there. Oh, I had frightening thoughts of my demise. Let's go. Let's return to the cave system. I want to find out what was beyond that area. D. Kelly 810, I am so disappointed that you did not have cool things in your bones. Look at this. Yeah, we're getting somewhere now, folks. Sweet. Who would call at a time like this? Oh. Did you hear that? What the? Mango Fox 70. I don't trust her. Now we know the answer. What happens? Oh, Mortimer got here, but Mango Fox 70 did not. Neat. So I guess it's whoever was the most recent. So if you wanted to troll, you could just like... What? Okay, so we're definitely... There must be a cave down here, because there's no way there's a spider just randomly in brick. Whoa! Oh my goodness. Whoa, oh my gosh, get out of there, Mortimer. It's a dungeon master. Move out of my way. Oh man. Okay, so we found the cave. What do we do? What do we do? Okay. Oh! Who did this to me? You tricked me! She says, can I come? And then teleports me to her awesome village. Holy cow, you're building outside of the dome? What? How is that even possible? She's got trees growing and they've got apples. These are legit trees, folks. These aren't even make-believe. The real deal. Oh my goodness. Okay, TP are more timer. More timer. Teleport request sent. Because HR brings him to me, TPR brings me to him. Okay. So there's a dungeon master. There look like two dungeon masters. Quit walking through my head. You get in my head, boy. Oh, he climbed. He's not even where we were. I don't think this is going to cut it. I don't think that is what I need right now. Oh man, get out of here, get out of here. What? It's some kind of like a troll or something. Holy cow. Oh, come on now. Whoa. What is that? Leechin. I like it. I see mushrooms that are edible. That's good. At least now that I've died, I don't need to eat any of my apples. That little guy was stronger than I was expecting. I thought surely my wooden sword would take him down. I like this place. This looks like a nice biome. I'm going to set this as my secondary home. Because I'm not really using the other one yet anyways. And I'm gonna go home. Let's go find my bones. Because I need to get back there. We need something better than... I'm going to make a stone sword. And see if that works. Against these little troll guys. Unless Mortimer already got him. That's possible, too. Did he bring Mango Fox 70 into my home? That's cool with me. I'm just saying. Oh, there's that spider again. Are they still... Oh, is she hurting Mortimer? She just killed Mortimer! Oh, no. I want my bones. Get out of my way. Yes. Stop. Okay. All right. So now I need to craft a stone sword. Sweet. Anyone else need a sword? That looks disgusting. DKelly810. Hey, buddy. Sorry about what happened earlier. I promise. It was an accident. I thought I was teleporting to you, man. And the whole thing about your bones, they were empty. I was getting them for you. I wanted to return them. Because that's what good friends do. I hope you believe me. Okay, what's over here? I've got my sword. I can't see through all these people. What's going on here? Okay, so someone dug a little bit further. What's up here? Whoa. I can't see for all the people. I'm in your head again, Mortimer. Okay. So we need to carry on. Did they block off that guy? Yeah, because my cave's over here. Come on, I want to go to my cave! Oh, that's what they were up to. They blocked him off. Is he shooting? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. No, come on, I'm not even denting him. Maybe DKelly810 has a better sword. No, he has nothing. Where is your sword, man? What is this? What is that? It's like I'm being electrocuted, but there's nothing there. I'll let them go first. How's that sound? You guys go ahead. You go ahead. I'll wait. I'll wait back here. Just tell me when it's safe. Hey, Mortimer. Welcome back. You want to go up there with DKelly A10 and we'll see what the whole electricity thing is about? I'm going to ask, what is the electricity? I'll bet you DKelly knows. Remember, I'm a bit of a noob. MangleFox70 surely knows. I want to get further than just this. I want to go in our cave. And is that all we... Is that all we do is we just block out... Okay, it looks like we're good. Okay, we're not getting electrocuted. So that's good. Am I the only one with a sword? Hello? Can you remove the block, please, so that... Oh, there's too many of them. There's no way. Oh! Is it them? They have electrical powers? No. Mortimer says there are monsters, spiders. Oh my gosh, there are a jillion of them. A jillion. MangleFox70 had time to count. Oh my goodness. No, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Go. I'm lagging like crazy. Eat an apple. Okay. So, why would you hit... That wasn't you. Okay. So, I wanted to find something like a cave. I did. I am not too keen on the fact that I can't walk into the cave, because the whole idea here is that I can make a house. I want to make an awesome cave place. Maybe I'm not lagging. I'm moving in slow motion. It's not lag. Those bricks there, they actually slow you down. What the? I know I'm a chicken. I know that I just, like, backed off because there's bad guys. But I think part of it is because I can't see through Mortimer's face. And poor MangleFox70 is barfing up stone. I'll take it. I can build things out of cobblestone. Build awesome things. All right. These things slow you way down. No, Mike. Wow. Okay, how do we get rid of their spawning? Maybe I can't. Maybe I'm forever doomed to never be able to build in my own cave. Come on, this is not fair. No, come on. I can't back up quickly. I'm like backing up in slow motion here. Get your no! Holy cow. What? My bones are there? Yes! Did I see... No, I didn't get my bones. Are you serious? Somebody died in the doorway. And so... Poor bald nerd here... can't get out. I'm stuck. And I died. It was so sad. All I wanted to do was pet the cute little mountain guy. The gremlins. Now I'm dead, and I'm way out here in the wilderness, and I don't have my bones, and I'm afraid I may never get my bones until more time with bones are old bones. Fantastic. Am I back at home number 2? Because it's the only place I've ever seen this kind of... Whoa, that's pretty. You're so pretty. Let's get some of that. Give me some of that. I want my bones back. All right, who's still in my cave? I'm thinking MangleFox and DKelly 810. So TPR, DKelly 810. I want my bones back, DKelly. Bring me in. Thank you. Mr. DKelly's head? Okay.
How do I get my bones back here, sir? Nope, that's going up. Want my bones.
Goodness me. D. Kelly, more timer. Oh, I'm stuck again. Is it the electricity that slows you down? Maybe it's the electricity.
I need my bones. Your bones and Mortimer's bones are in my way. I can't get to my bones.
Give them to me. Yeah. Home.
Holy crap. I
made it.
Okay. I need to eat a mushroom. It won't let me eat it. Oh, it did. Okay. There's my health. Okay. Let's go. Seems so peaceful in the corridor now. Aw, hi MangoFox70. How you doing? What's so hard to explain? Mortimer. Hey, buddy.
So I have this stone sword which seems to do diddly squat against these guys who can shoot me with slow motion electricity fire. I want that power. That's what I want. Oh my.
D. Kelly is praying about the whole situation.
They actually craft that material?
Yeah. I'm a bit of a wuss. I'm backing up.
Oh my!
What just happened? Am I right in thinking that I just
murdered
one of those guys? How did I get a diamond pickaxe? Did MangoFox70 drop a pickaxe? It must have been her. What else did I just pick up?
A gold lump? No freaking way! Who's dropping this stuff? Now I've got gold. I am not going down there. I'm crafting a chest.
I'm locking y'all out.
Locking y'all out of my chest.
Okay. All right. Cool. Let's see what I can burn.
Bring it on. Craft me some gold lumps. Gold ingots. Now we're talking.
Get that out of there.
Sweet! MangoFox, I don't know if you did that on purpose, or if you was just a mad fool.
But thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so I need to dig out my chest here. Because I'm going to, rather than building a second chest, I'm going to convert. I'm going to upgrade this masterful chest. What do I not want? Bones are cool. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to surround. Oh, that I'm not used to a gold pickaxe. That was power. Okay. I want to put the bones around my chest.
Put bones on my chest.
There we go. Okay. So now I've got a spot to put the grass. Now I don't have a spot to put the chest. Come on now. Okay. This stone pickaxe looks like it's about done. Let's dig this out. Come on.
Okay. Now, chest, gold ingot gives me a locked chest.
Sweet. Ooh, and a key for it?
So I can transfer. What? What does that do? I'm going to have to look that up. Do I want to... I'm not going to craft it right now because I don't know what it does. I want to find out what it does, and then I will make that decision because I want to hold on to my gold ingot just in case I want to craft more locked chests because I want to keep picking up stuff, keep finding things. Okay, so now I've got a locked chest, so now I don't have to worry about someone stealing all my stuff, which is sweet because now I can go mining. I can get out there. I can start cutting down some trees. I can start building up my inventory, start building, crafting some stuff, and I don't have to worry about it. Nice. I got more bones. I'll put those around the chest as well. I know I'm holding on to some stupid stuff like grass, but I figure that maybe, just maybe, I might decorate with it later when I do some landscaping. So let's hold on to it all the same. Okay. Phew. Now we have a locked chest owned by the Bull Nerd. All right. Sweet. And I have a diamond pickaxe, which I don't know who gave it to me, but thank you. Thank you. And if you dropped it by accident, then sorry for your luck. Because it's mine now. Gotta hold on to your things a little more tightly. All right. Is anyone else... They're still down here, eh? Are they winning or are they losing? What the... Okay. So somebody opened up a lava duct? Where's all the lava coming from? That looks like the source right there. Did someone put a lava source? What? Why would they do that? Right, because it's PvP. And there's all this stuff. Okay. Who was digging up here? Is this my cave? What? No, I'm not. I'm so confused right now. What on earth? Okay, this stuff ticks me off. See, I told you I'd use cobblestone once in a while. Have we here? I see a slime. That's not a big deal. Sweet! Okay, so I'm getting a bit more of a kind of a cave system going here. Okay, so they blocked this right off. Probably a wise move, but this is cool. How did this happen? Somebody must have dug through and found another entrance. Or maybe there was a dungeon master who happened to let this open up. Oh, and there's some spiders and stuff like that. I need to get out of here. I'm starting to lag too. Oh my. Okay, those things are not cool. How do I get out? Where's... Come on, really? I need to get out of here fast. I hear something coming. Phew. Okay. So, folks, there you have it. I've got my home base selected. I've got a cool cave system with a lot of mobs. That's one of the things about TPS domes, too, is that there are some killer mobs here. It's kill or be killed on TPS domes. I need some food. I'm hungry. I'm not hungry. I just have low health. Sweet. All right, let's do a little decor here. See what I can come up with my beautiful bones. For all the bones that I collect, I shall place them in my beautiful home. How's that? Okay, I've got one more. Nice. Every time I die, every time I steal D. Kelly 810's bones, which hopefully next time will look more like that. Speaking of, I'm not mining right now, so I'm going to get this diamond pickaxe in there. I'm going to get some of my more valuable stuff. I'm going to hold on to, you know, I don't need a wood sword now. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, I certainly do not want to lose my gold. Hold on to some food and get rid of anything that we don't presently need. So you see how quickly I'm filling up a single chest, and I am a bit of a pack rat, I admit, but I want to make sure that I've got that gold ingot so I can craft more locked chests. Okay, so what does my world look like? I've got these gargoyle looking dudes. I don't want to get close enough to find out what they're called. Orcs, I believe they are. So this is a dangerous, dangerous land that I have selected for my home. What say? Now, it's getting dark now. I do not like that. Not when there are orcs around. I want to find out where I can get some food. I need some food. I've got a couple of apples and that's it. Oh, come on! In the way of the exit. Can you outrun an orc? Not when I can't actually run. Come on. I did it. I think. Did he follow me? I don't think so. I think I'm safe. I think we're okay. Let's move along.
MangleFox70, where are my bones? More timer. Where are my bones?
Guys, look around my chest. If you happen to look at my chest, you may see your bones. You may also see that in my locked chest, I have your diamond pickaxe. That's PvP, my friend. Sorry about that. Sorry for your luck. All right, what do we got? I see some edible brown mushrooms. I see some apples. Yes! Yes! I have found a food biome to give me some good eats. I don't see any bad guys. This is looking good, looking good. I can't remember, what did I set my last home to? Pooh. Oh yeah, it was just that world that had some interesting kind of ore. Let's set this instead to be my secondary home. And that way, now, if ever I am hungry, I can eat. I can come over here and get some apples. Nice. 7 apples. Sweet. We got brown mushrooms. Lots of edibles here. And we've got wood in abundance. Now, I want to be careful that I don't cut down any apple trees. Look at all these brown mushrooms. Sweet. Do not eat the red mushrooms. They will kill you. This is awesome. I'm here in the dark, just, you know, humming along, grabbing some food. Not a single mob in sight. This is paradise, my friends. Yes! There's some nice flowers here, too, I might use to decorate when I do some landscaping. Look at all the food I've got.
This is wonderful. Now, why does it look like... Is it just replacing the brown mushroom every time I get one? Or am I accidentally eating it each time? Maybe that's what's happening. I've been eating it. Like that. So when I click, I eat one and then... take the other one. Whoops. Okay, so remember to change your inventory selection. Let's see what the next biome is. Sweet. Okay, so I'm doing good now. I am set. Assuming... Now, I haven't protected my mine system. I haven't protected my home base. I think that's probably the next thing that I need to do. Make sure that folks are not... Oh, man, look at all the food. Sweet. I got a whole biome system that is just full of good eats. Nice. What I was saying is I want to make sure that my place is protected. I'm sure that my friends would not harm my build, but it's my place. It's where I go to lay my head at night. Change inventory selection. How is there another food-rich biome with no bad guys? This is the bomb. I think after all we just went through down in my cave system, this is refreshing. I'm going to grab a tulip. Just to kind of celebrate our little adventure here on my first appearance on the Pixel Shadow. One more mushroom. There we go. I've got three of them now. And let's head home. Sweet. All right, I'm going to go upstairs here. You know what? Let's just build a nice little area for our memory's sake. Here we go. So we're gonna let's get my new diamond pickaxe, and we're gonna create a nice little room here. We'll call it our trophy room. It's not really trophies though. It's just our stuff. It's a little place that you can come and visit and say, "Hey, I saw this on the Pixel Shadow when Bald Nerd was on there. How cool is that?" So we're gonna throw that there. And let's build this thing. Just a nice, simple little room, which we'll decorate over the next little while. I'm seeing some dirt here, so I'm thinking I'm a little too close to the world. Hi, More Timer. Okay, so here we are. It's our first... foray into TPS domes. I am going to simply place a single flower there. Please don't pick it. I need to protect that flower. I'm going to set area pose 1, area pose 2, protect, what do we call it? TPS episode, and I don't even know what episode number this is as far as the Pixel Shadow goes. If you go to mindtest.tv, you'll see where we are. You'll be able to watch the show and find out more about Mindtest. But in the meantime, I want to protect this as... well, it's my first episode on TPS, but what do we call this? We're going to call this Domes 1. There you go. So now my flower is protected as Domes 1. Nobody can take my flower. All right. Need a quick area protection here just to make sure that folks don't go destroying my fancy, fancy builds. Area pose 1. Let's go inside. See how I'm just going kitty corner? I'm going down to the furthest opposite corner. I'm going to set it right here. Area, pose two, and then that way folks can continue the mine system down below, but I don't lose any of my area up here. We're going to protect this as Bald Nerd's Domain. Done. Sweet. Okay. So there you have it. That's my first foray on the Pixel Shadow. Thank you for joining me on TPS Domes. This has been a lot of fun. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. Please come and check out my place. Come check out the Pixel Shadow servers. Mindtest.tv. MangleFox70. Ah! What is happening here? No! 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 I am not going down like that. MangleFox70 is playing dead. I'm just going to go home. And we're going to say goodnight. Because I don't want to die that way. I don't want to go down that way. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to check out my website, mindtest.tv. Don't forget, Mindtest is a free alternative to Minecraft. It's not Minecraft, but it is another game that is like Minecraft. And if someone tells you that you're cheap and stingy for playing Mindtest because it's free, you tell them that they spend money on stuff that they don't need to spend money on if they don't want to, because Mindtest is really awesome at the same time. So, enjoy. And we'll see you next time on the Pixel Shadow. I'm Bald Nerd. Until then, thanks for joining me. Goodbye. Invalid command. I can't even lay down. Why are you still here? I said goodbye. Leave. I'm asleep. Nothing else to see here. We're done. Go. Get out of my home.